We're going to be looking for another listener to join us to play our Bluff the Listener game in just a few minutes. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to take your shot at our prize. Right now, panel, though, some questions for you. All of your questions at this point in our game have to do with the alleged wisdom of our founding fathers. Roy, John Quincy Adams was an ambassador, a U.S. senator, one of our most brilliant secretaries of state, and finally himself the sixth president of these United States. But above and beyond all of these accomplishments, during the early 19th century, his own name, Quincy, became a synonym for what?
This jelly tastes a little quincy, people would say. Quincy? I mean, why would his middle name become a synonym?
Well, because it presumably John Adams, if you refer to it as
right,
a John.
Right. Because John was already a synonym.
Well, actually, oddly enough... oddly enough, that's one of the ironies of the story.
Aha.
Aha.
It's a potty joke of some sort.
It is, in fact.
I should have known. Well, let's
that's
see.
That's where we go first in this
there
show.
There you go.
And then downhill.
A Quincy then was a some sort of convenience, public convenience.
Yes, it was. It was a flush toilet, which
obviously
was, of course, a huge novelty at the time.
Yeah.
In those days. And the story is that Mr. Adams had the first such device installed in the White House.
Oh.
And it was so amazing, such a wonder, that for a while, people referred to these things as Quincy's on the off chance that they would come across one. Interestingly enough, although Mr. Adams did, in fact, have a Quincy, he did not have a bathtub. He used to, every morning, go skinny dipping in the Potomac River. He'd walk out, go skinny dipping, and one morning, according to the story, somebody stole his clothes.
Mm-hmm. And that actually literally led to that expression. You know, when you say you stole somebody's issue, you stole their clothes. They say that in Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
If all those stories are true, he spent much of his 8 years as president naked.
Yeah. Well, on the Quincy. Where's the president? Well, you know the president.
He's in the water closet, being redundant.
Yeah.
Roxanne, Benjamin Franklin, a scientist and inventor, one of the founders of our country. He was also an important chronicler of American language. He is credited with recording more than 228 different words and phrases, all used to describe one single thing. What?
Let's think. He liked women.
He did.
I know. He liked food.
He did.
He.
You're working your way up the pyramid of necessities. You're going to arrive at it at a moment.
Sex? No.
No, that would be, for him at least, the first thing.
Okay.
Know.
All right. Money, printing, electricity.
Without this important collection of language, we would not be able to describe fraternity parties to this day.
Drunkenness.
Yes. Okay. 228 different phrases and words for drunkenness. Phrases and words.
I have been all of them, by the way.
I'm sure. Phrases and words such as crump-footed, pigeon-eyed, generous, glazed, got the glanders, globular, had a thump over the head with Samson's jawbone, and of course my particular favorite, womble-cropped.
And Quincy hugging.